Tuesday, 9 a.m., now sitting in Wild Bill's Cafe on the outskirts of Las Vegas. I saw it all very clearly. There's only one road to L.A., just a flat-out high-speed burn through Baker and Barstow and Berdew, and then on to the Hollywood freeway straight into frantic oblivion. Safety, obscurity, just another freak in the freak kingdom. How many more nights and weird mornings can this terrible shit go on? How long can the body and the brain tolerate this doomstruck craziness, this grinding of teeth, this pouring of sweat, this pounding of blood in the temples? 60 and 70 hours with no sleep. Somebody followed me here? Does the bartendress know who I am? Can she see me behind these mirrors?
No sympathy for the devil. Keep that in mind. Buy the ticket, take the ride, and if it occasionally gets a little heavier than what you had in mind, well, maybe chalk it off to forced consciousness expansion. Tune in, freak out, get beaten.
Jesus, creeping God! Is there a priest in this tavern? I want to confess, I'm a fucking sinner!
Then I remembered thinking over and over, you are not guilty. The whole goddamn nightmare is the fault of that stinking, irresponsible magazine.
And now look at me, half crazy with fear, driving 120 miles an hour across Death Valley in some car I never even wanted. You evil bastard. This is your work. You better take care of me, Lord, because if you don't, you're gonna have me on your hands.
Could I have that beer can?
Why not?
You realize that it's a crime?
Yeah, I know. I'm guilty. I knew it was a crime, but I did it anyway. I'm a fucking criminal.
That's a strange attitude. You know, I get the feeling you could use a nap. There's a rest area up ahead.
A nap wouldn't help. I've been awake for too long. Look, I've been out in Las Vegas covering the Mint 400.
I could see him thinking I was dangerous. Was he ready for the vicious, time-consuming scene that was bound to come if he took me under arrest, and what kind of monster lawyer would I bring in to work out on him? I knew, but how could he?
Okay, here's how it is. What goes into my book as of noon is that I apprehended you for driving too fast for conditions and advised you to proceed no further than the next rest area, where you plan to take a long nap. Do I make myself clear?
Uh-huh. How far is Baker? I was hoping to stop there for lunch.
That's not my jurisdiction. The city limits are 2.2 miles beyond the rest area. Can you make it that far?
I'll try. I've been wanting to go to Baker for a long time. I've heard a lot about it.
Excellent seafood. With a mind like yours, you'll probably want the land crab. Try the Majestic Diner.
I got back on the freeway and drove past the rest area. As I approached the turn into Baker, I saw...
Hot damn! I never rode in a convertible before.
Holy Jesus, it's the hitchhiker.
That was it. The crisis. I placed an emergency phone call to my attorney in Malibu.
I'm trapped in some stinking desert crossroads called Baker. I don't have much time. The fuckers are closing in.
Who? You're sounding a little paranoid.
You bastard! First I got run down on the California Highway Patrol, and then I saw that damned hitchhiker on the road again. They're onto us. I need a lawyer immediately.
What are you doing in Baker? Didn't you get my telegram?
Fuck telegrams. I'm in trouble.
You're supposed to be in Vegas. We have a suite at the Flamingo. I was just about to leave for the airport.
You worthless bastard. I'll cripple your ass for this. All that shit in the car is yours. You understand that? When I finish testifying out here, you'll be disbarred.
You brainless scumbag! I sent you a telegram! You're supposed to be covering the National District Attorney's Conference. I made all the reservations, rented a white Cadillac convertible. The whole thing is arranged. What the hell are you doing out there in the middle of the fucking desert?
Yes, the telegram. Never mind, it's all a big joke. I'm actually sitting beside the pool at the Flamingo. I'm talking from a portable phone. Some dwarf brought it out from the casino. I have total credit. Can you grasp that? Don't come anywhere near this place. Foreigners aren't welcome here.
Yes, I will go back to Vegas. Back to Vegas and sign up for the Drugs and Narcotics Conference. They'd never look for me there. Me and 1,000 pigs.
Why not? Move confidently into their midst. Register at the Flamingo and have the white caddy sent over at once. Do it right. Remember Horatio Alger.
I was going back to Vegas. I had no choice.